Good morning. Welcome to the Faith and Fandom Feedback Friday. Hope you all are doing great. It's definitely it's been a week. I don't know about you, but for me, when like Easter break and spring break and stuff like that happens, it throws off my whole concept of time and space. And I end up not knowing like where we are and what's going on in terms of the days of the week. But yeah. Oh, welcome to Friday. We made it. Huzzah. So let's jump in news and life and where things have been for the past week and get going with it. First off, if you are familiar with the musical artist Daddy Yankee, which I'm gonna be super real. I'm not crazy familiar with him. I know his name exists, and that there are some people that are really excited about him. But Daddy Yankee recently made a conversion to Christ in the past little bit. And he, in that process, has been, you know, when musical artists convert to Christ, a lot of times they'll make a shift in their tone and their music. Daddy Yankee on Good Friday released his first Christian song since turning to Christ, and it was called Good Friday. No, sorry, it was released on Good Friday. It was called Blood Donor. So if you're a fan of Daddy Yankee or that concerns you or you're excited about that, you should check out Blood Donor, which did come out last Friday. There is a new podcast network hosted by, or not hosted by, but it's owned by Bill Maher, who I think we mentioned recently, maybe last week as well. Bill Maher has a new podcast network, and that's its own thing. Not crazy interested in that by itself, but where this does interest me is that Bill Maher is giving shows to Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins, who A is a believer, B loves wrestling, and C is just weird, eclectic life choices. But he's also giving a show to Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst, where he is going to be exploring conspiracy theories, UFOs, and things of that nature. So that's absolutely something coming. Fred Durst teaching us about conspiracy theories and UFOs. And that is, look where life is. You would have told me in high school when that first cover of Faith dropped that, you know, 25 years later, this man would be hosting a conspiracy theory podcast show. It wouldn't have been, I don't know that I would have believed it, but I also don't think I would have known what a podcast was 25 years ago. Either way, I need to turn my volume down on my phone. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's absolutely a thing that's coming. And a sad note, Chance Pedro, who is the star of Gen V, the Boys spinoff on Amazon Prime and some other things. He was on Netflix as Sabrina, has died in a motorcycle crash at the age of 27. And I know that's just never good things for people to be in those situations. It does affect not only him and his family, but like the whole production of the show and things like that are going to be shifted around because of it. And I know that's a loss, and unexpected losses like that do wreck people in a lot of ways. In a not as serious or tragic note, Lizzo took to the intranets earlier in the week to say that she was tired of frustrating commentary and remarks and things of people, and that she was done with it and that she quits. And most people took that to say as she's quitting the music industry, which I did too, based on what I read and what I actually saw, but she came out 2 days ago to clarify that she was quitting allowing negativity to have an effect on her, which is a much less dramatic thing. It felt, I'm not being mean, but I'm just saying it felt more like an attention thing. It's whatever. There is a new Netflix limited series that's dropping called Bodkin, which will be a basically only murders for the building, but in Scotland, with Will Forte. And I'm here for that. I do enjoy Will Forte's performances. So if you enjoy podcasts and murder, it's not actual murder, but you know what I'm saying. Netflix is dropping a series called Bodkin. There are two people, not just there are two people that spoke out, but nine people recently were air quotes abandoned on a cruise ship when they didn't show up for the port of call, like the return. Like, if you've ever been on a cruise, they do this thing where they drop you off at a port and they say, you have to be back by this time because that's when the boat leaves. Well, Jay and Jill Campbell of South Carolina, surprise, surprise, were two of the people of the group that was left behind, and they're stranded in other countries. And they put out some interesting information and videos about how their whole the cruise ship was holding to the rules too strictly. But they were literally eight countries away trying to get back to their cruise ship so they could leave. So here's just an important thing: make sure that you take cruise departure times very seriously so you don't end up, you know, stranded on another in another country, because that does apparently happen. I've always worried about that. The times I've actually ever been on a cruise, I've been worried of like, yo, I don't want to get left behind. That absolutely is a thing. Running Press is dropping a basically a golden book of Supernatural. And it's not a parody book. It's not an offshoot. It's an actual illustrated kid's story of the TV series Supernatural. It's called Supernatural, an unofficial spooky pic, or no, sorry, an official, not an unofficial, an official spooky picture book. So if you've wanted to read your kids Supernatural as a bedtime story, you are now going to have the chance. And speaking of spooky boys doing spooky things, Netflix is about to drop on April 25th The Dead Boy Detectives, which is a spin-off series to the show S Sandman, to the story Sandman. The Dead Boy Detectives also appeared in Doom Patrol. Not that's probably not the same people, but they are similar characters. And yeah, if you enjoyed Sandman, it's going to be something that you might want to check out. But if you enjoy Supernatural, or anything of that nature, this is probably going to be up your alley. But I have seen that Death from Supernatural is returning to be, or Death, not from Supernatural, from Sandman is returning for Dead Boy Detectives. The Karate Kid new movie installment has officially started filming with Jackie Chan from the more recent Karate Kid film and Ralph Macchio from the original Karate Kid film, all combining together to do a joint mashup of everything. Now we just need Hilary Swank, which I've said time and again, we need Hilary Swank to jump in on this project because that'll make everything full perfect. And big Marvel news. Julie Garner has joined the Fantastic Four as Shalabal Ball, who is a Silver Surfer, but not the Silver Surfer that you know or probably know. But people aren't loving it because, you know, you're hearing the typical they're recasting genders and gender swapping stuff like that. Shalabal is an existing Silver Surfer. It's just not the Silver Surfer you wanted. And my thing is, there's a good chance you're probably going to get the Silver Surfer you wanted. But here's what I will say is this. Julie Garner is a fantabulous actress. She stole the show with Ozark, playing Ruth Langmore. I've got a Funko, I'm eyeball staring right at her right now of her as an actress. She's a great actress. Like high caliber. So one, I'm just happy there's a good actor cast. I do love seeing her. I'm excited that she's going to be in that. Now, is she the Silver Surfer I would have expected? No. But what we can do is give it a shot, because all of this stuff is going to be fresh casting. And wait and actually see it before you poo-poo on it. Because listen, I'm gonna be real with you. If you didn't know there was a female Silver Surfer named Shala Ball before this casting announcement, then maybe you are ill prepared to be critical of it yet. But I didn't know that that character existed, like not deeply, other than I'd seen a picture. So give it a shot. Let's see where this is going, because so far there's been some decently wise life choices for it. The Spice Girls did a little reunion and performance, and for 2024, and I think that's pretty dope because they don't really do a lot. And I'll just say this, the how they talk about how people don't really age, and they look kind of forever. The Spice Girls look really young for being where they are in life. And I'll say that, like, Ginger Spice was wearing a dress that made her look like a Disney, somewhere between a Disney villain and a Disney princess. But it was really cool to see the Spice Girls pop back up. So if you look for that, you'll be able to find the Spice Girls 2024 recent performance, which was great. The Matrix 5 has just been announced. Now, personally, I have not watched The Matrix 4 yet. I was just not feeling the time of life at that time when it dropped. But The Matrix 5 has officially been announced, with Drew Goddard writing and directing it, with one of the Wachowskis kind of attached. So this will be a new venture with that. But Matrix 5 officially in the works. It's coming, whether you want it to or not. So I don't know how you feel about The Matrix 5 or 4. I feel like it all kind of went off the rails a little bit, but I'll say this just in terms of The Matrix. Faith and fandom in a lot of ways is inspired by a book called The Matrix, or no, The Gospel Reloaded, I think was what it was called. But there was a book that just drew nothing but the biblical connections intentionally laid out by the Matrix creators. Yes, Matrix 5, Brittany. It's absolutely happening. By the way, my friend Brittany Green has a Kickstarter for some art project that she's working on. I don't remember what your Kickstarter was exactly for, but Brittany makes fantastic art. Look, here's Brittany's uncle Iroh right here. Booyah. But Brittany also gr just started a Kickstarter, so Brittany Green has that. But yes, Matrix 5 is coming. And yeah, I didn't care yet. I'm looking forward to it. But what I was saying, there's a book called The Gospel Reloaded. I remember like picking it up in a Lifeway and reading through it, and it drew all the biblical connections that were in the Matrix movies, down to my favorite one is in the second one, Agent Smith shows up in a car with a license plate, and the license plate on Agent Smith's car says, and I'm going to double check this, but I'm pretty sure it's IS546. And his license plate says IS546. And what's crazy, is this the right one? No, it might be 556. Do do do. I'm gonna look for it. Sorry for the thing. I'm actually Googling things. so I can tell you proper answers. Okay, sorry. I was so close. I was saying Isaiah 54, 6. It's Isaiah 54, 16. And why this is important. Yeah, you know someone the same of their references? Yeah, I've got some ideas with that. But Isaiah 54, 16, it was Agent Smith's license plate in the second Matrix movie. And it says, "Behold, I have created the Smith who blows the fire and destroys everything," is the actual reference. And behold, I have created myself the Smith who blows on fire and coals and produces a weapon for its work. I have created the destroyer to inflict ruin. So there's this crazy verse about a Smith who does destruction, and that's literally Agent Smith's license plate in the second movie. I mean, and so it's a book that just kind of points out those details, but that really heavily inspired even the idea for Faith and Fandom. So who knows? Maybe the fifth Matrix will be good. In l more crazy notes, McDonald's is officially dropping, right? That is hard. McDonald's is officially dropping a remix menu from now to the end of the month. Things that include the chicken cheeseburger, which is a chicken patty on top of a cheeseburger, which is kind of standard. People have done that for a while. There's the Surf and Turf burger, which is a double cheeseburger with a fish fillet. There is the Sweet Chili Jr., which is a chicken patty with sweet chili sauce and some other things. And then they have an Apple Pie McFlurry, where they actually blend in a whole McDonald's apple pie into a McFlurry. And there's some other options on it. But yeah, McDonald's is doing their crazy late night menu with the remix menu. So if that's something you're interested in indigestion, that is totally an option. Action Comics, number one, Superman's, first appearance. No, they are not dropping the prices, Benson. it is just bonkers how much just a combo at a fast food place costs these days, but they aren't dropping prices. A copy of Action Comics number one sold for $6 million to become the most expensive comic book ever, which is only fitting that an Action Comics number one would be the most expensive comic book ever, but $6 million for one issue, and I want to say it was an 8.5 very fine. That's pretty cool. If you are a fan of anime, you know that one of the characteristics of an anime that is gaining longevity is the fact that they will randomly change the theme song, intro and outro credits. It's just one of those things of like it's a surprise when you start watching it. Delicious in Dungeon, which is an anime that I've been loving on Netflix, officially changed their intro and outro for the first time at around 13 episodes. Which I did some research last week too. There is a full long-standing manga of this, and I'm pretty excited, and I probably will dive into the manga whenever the series one ends of the show, just because I don't want it to stop and I love it. But Delicious in Dungeon, still standing by it, my new favorite anime in a long time. If you are aware or you attended the last two geek churches that I did, the original Avatar creators for The Last Airbender left the series for Netflix ahead of it because they couldn't control the creative direction and they didn't like where some things were going. This was before the series dropped. Since season one has dropped and Netflix has already announced season two and three for the live action Netflix, the showrunner Albert Kim has left. So they lost the original creators before the show dropped. After the show dropped and has been renewed, the showrunner has departed from that, but Christine Boylan and Jabbar Razini, who both worked on season one, will fill the role of executive producers. But again, when leadership of things just keeps dropping, it's concerning. Now they Marvel did fire, or Marvel slash Disney did fire the showrunner for X-Men 97, and so far X-Men 97's been a banger, and it's been good quality TV in a lot of ways. I don't know.
Maybe it's just life. But either way, that showrunner departed. If you are a fan of Andrew Scott, who played Moriarty in BBC Sherlock, he has a new series that just dropped this week on Netflix called Ripley, which is a slow burn, dramatic piece. It is not going to be like action packed. So make sure that if you are a fan of Andrew Scott, you check out Ripley. And things we didn't ever need to actually exist in real life. They are now releasing a full life-size doll of the horror movie character Megan. The robotic AI doll that goes on murder sprees, etc. Basically the AI Chucky, is officially getting a full life-size 4 foot tall or 4.5 foot tall realistic doll. So that means at some Comic-Con somewhere, I'm going to turn a corner and there's going to be a life-size version of Megan eyeballing me. And I'm not looking forward to that. And some of y'all are going to have that in your homes, and that's just weird. But the life-size mecha, the life-size doll of Megan is going to retail for $500. Just earlier, somewhere in these discussions, I let you know that they're going to be releasing a life-size, like you really needed the doll, yes. But in one of the previous episodes, I mentioned they are releasing a life-size version of Psyduck from Pokemon at $399 or $324, somewhere in there. I would be much more likely to buy a life-size Psyduck than I would a life-size Megan. Neither are going to happen, but negative. Negative. Mindy Kaling, who if you know her as Kelly from The Office, and she's had several runs at television since leaving The Office. That's So Mindy. She also did the ill-received Scooby-Doo animated reboot on HBO Max. She has a new series on Hulu, which will be an ensemble comedy called Murray Hill. Hold on, let me just see what. Yeah, Michael Glenn says I would buy the Psyduck. Dude, I would buy Psyduck too, and he looks amazing. He looks so sad, and he's got a headache. And I would literally wake up with more empathy for the world if every day I walked past a full-size Psyduck in my house. But Mindy Kaling has a new ensemble comedy called Murray Hill that's going to be dropping soon on Hulu. If you're a fan of Giancarlo Esposito, Gus from Breaking Bad slash Moff Gideon, he has a new series on AMC called Parish, which is a kind of a Taken slash revenge slash story of that nature. So it's called Parish, and but not like Die Parish, like Pastoral Parish. So there's that. The Netflix biblical drama Testament, the story of Moses, the three-part thing, ended up being number one on Netflix last week for a day. So the story of Moses ended up being number one on Netflix's streaming series, so that's pretty cool. And got this from Tristan Birch that there has been oh you're oh as Brittany Greene said her dad's name is Parrish. That's cool. Tristan Birch put out that For King and Country has done a collaboration with Lecrae and Stryper. So you've got one of the foremost Australian worship personalities, one of America's top Christian rappers, and Stryper, one of the classic big hair rock bands of the previous generations, dropping a single called They Want the Body. So you should check that out if you care. Because Modern Warfare appeals to the dude bros, And if you're a dude, bro, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, this is probably the most dude, bro, Chad thing I've ever seen. Modern Warfare 3 is set to receive a parkour map called Get High for 420. They're releasing a trippy, psychedelic map for 420. And it's green. And there's a thing because gotta appeal to the young peoples, apparently. Craig Gillespie is in talks to direct the Supergirl movie. And it's if you don't know who that is, it's the person who made the Cruella movie for Disney Plus. Brittany says that Modern Warfare 3 needs to calm down. I was like, why do we need that? But Craig Gillespie, the Supergirl movie is set with the star of House of Dragon, and will apparently be directed by the dude who did Cruella. So that's coming. Star Wars Tales of the Empire is a new animated series that's going to focus on things from the Imperial side, is dropping on May the 4th. And I'll just say this, Bad Batch has been killing it. I love Star Wars animation. I'm here for the long haul with that. If you've noticed the trend of people using childhood animation slash public domain stuff for horror movies like Pooh, Blood and Honey, the Steamboat Mickey movie that's coming, there is now a Bambi horror movie dropping called Bambi the Reckoning, which will be in the same Poohniverse as Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. So that's absolutely coming. We just hit the 10-year anniversary of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which arguably is one of, if not the best Marvel movie. It's in the top of Marvel movies, if nothing else. But happy 10-year anniversary, Captain America and the Winter Soldier. If you are a fan of The Punisher or of Daredevil, there's been lots of photos this week dropping, showing Daredevil and Punisher fighting side by side in a what looks like violent street fight. Punisher is speckled in blood, etc. So if you're a fan of The Punisher, you're going to get some punishing. Yay. Because that's coming. There is if you aren't aware with world news, because I understand we're if you're American, we don't always get world news because we get our own news or you're watching this. So either way, trying to help. There was a 7.4 to 7.7 hurt in an earthquake in Taiwan this week. And there's videos of whole buildings collapsing, cars bouncing on the interstate like they're on rubber. I mean, it's a horrible earthquake and a lot of bad things happen. There is also some really good photos of humanity being human and doing good things. One particular was there was a school that, and during the earthquake, there was a special needs boy with mobility issues who was sitting not in his mobile chair when the earthquake hit, and one of his classmates ran and grabbed him and picked him up and ran out with the kid to make sure that he could get to safety. And that student, even in the middle of all the chaos of the aftermath of an earthquake, has been recognized, and they also gave him a large cash prize for being a good, positive human. So I thought that was pretty cool. But they didn't put his name out there, but it's a teenager, and but he received a daily positive energy special award and a positive energy bonus of 5,000 yuan. So I don't know how much 5,000 yuan is, but that's still pretty cool. Kid saved another student's life and actually got some love for it. I appreciate that. The world's oldest man has died this week at the age of 114. Juan Vincent Perez Mora, who was the world's oldest man, just passed away this week. He was 114 years old when he died. And if you're a fan of technology and such, SpaceX launched a rocket this week that launched 23 satellites, and it did it successfully. So, science. Yeah, and I love that for the kid too. But SpaceX launched it. We had 23 satellites go up, and then last news wise, Forbes has officially declared Taylor Swift a billionaire. Which she crossed a billion somewhere with the Eras tour and everything. But Forbes has officially listed her as a billionaire. So, cha-ching. Just one thing I was just going to share with you, a Bible verse that has been just sitting in my mind this week. It was part of a sermon I did on Sunday. But John 16:20 says, "Very truly I tell you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." So that was Jesus like talking about heading towards the cross. But if you're in a season where it feels like the world is rejoicing while you're mourning, and that you're just dealing with a lot of anguish, this stuff's going to turn to joy. And whether you see how it's going to work out or the ways it's going to function, the grief will turn to joy, and that's something that Jesus does personally in that process. So, whatever your news looks like for this week, I hope that your grief does turn to joy and that it does it sooner than you anticipate. For a bounce, I want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters, David Brooks, Jeff Wimmer. Yeah, Wimmer? Yeah, Jeff Wimmer. Weimer, if I don't know if I'm saying your name wrong, correct me. JG, Colin Sproles, Jamie Montgomery, Matthew Coleman, Jonathan Herman, Ron Petit, Tess Norton, Gearsaver Cosplay, Scott Ward, Alicia Glenn, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you all for your support and your encouragement. And Brittany asks, thanks for the verse. It was needed, and have heard rumors of the Boondock Saints. I actually talked about that last week. It is confirmed Boondock Saints 3 is coming. They are working on it. But they are doing it without original creator Troy Duffy. So there's that. Well, I have to go be a muggle and do muggle job things. I hope y'all have a fantastic Friday, and I will look forward to chatting with you soon. If you ever need me or you want to talk or anything, hit me up. And remember, you can read all of the devotionals from Faith and Fandom on the website at faithandfandom.org. There's a bajillion podcasts out there. And yeah, look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great Friday.